Welcome to the Drama Teacher Podcast, brought to you by Theater Folk, the Drama Teacher Resource Company. I'm Lindsay Price. Hello. I hope you're well. Thanks for listening. This is episode 192. Woot woot. And you can... Well, that was a little, that wasn't a very good one. That wasn't very full bodied. This is episode 192. Woot woot! And you can find any links to this episode in the show notes, which are at theaterfolk.com/episode192. All right. Marketing. That's what we're talking about today. How much marketing do you do with your shows, with your productions? Do you do a press release, maybe a poster that goes up around the school? All right. How many of you don't do any marketing at all? Now, I know there's got to be a lot of you who are thinking, marketing, you want me to add marketing to the list of things I have to do? Well, I don't actually want you to add anything to your list. I want you to take away things from your list, which this little conversation might give you some insight into just that very concept. We're talking marketing. Specifically for the education context, and that means you, dear friends, and you, dear friend, should grab some pen and paper or your laptop or your phone. I'm not picky here, because there will be notes. There will be things you will want to write down. So let's get to it. All right. So I am sitting here with James Van Lieshout. How are you doing, James?
I'm doing great.
Yes. And we are at the International Thespian Festival, where you are packing the houses with your workshops.
I have had a few people come to them. My first session on Monday had 91 people, so it's been good.
I think that's pretty awesome. And, first of all, it says a lot about the stuff that you're teaching and that you have something to teach. And so... Where are you from? Where are you located?
I'm in Olympia, Washington, which mm-hmm. is the state capital, just about an hour south of Seattle.
And what's your arts background?
I have a BA in acting and an MFA in directing.
Ah, okay. So let's start with that question. Acting or directing?
Well, you know, I started out, I loved acting. That's why I got into it in the first place. But I discovered that I loved the rehearsal process more than the actual performing process. So I tend toward directing side, although I force myself to act every once in a while just to remind myself what it's all about.
When I started out, I was an actor/writer, and you hit it on the head. I love rehearsal. I'm character analysis. Like, I could do script analysis for days. And then the performing was never, it didn't have the same feeling. And then when I started writing, it was like, oh, this is really what I want to do.
Yeah, I'm a nervous actor. I enjoy it, but the nerves just drive me crazy. And I often say, as a director, I actually get to see the best performances, because often the actors are more open, feel safer in the rehearsal process than they do in front of the audience. So they kind of pull back emotionally in front of the audience. So I get to see the best performance.
That's really awesome. So today we are going to talk about marketing, but also very specifically marketing in a high school theater program context, which seems like it might be a little weird, you know, because I'm sure there's not a lot of teachers out there who think about marketing their program.
Well, and part of it is that they don't have a background in it. Part of it seems like an extra load, an extra amount of work that they just simply don't have time for. But really, the rewards are worth the effort that they're going to put into it.
Yeah. It's a really interesting thing that that you have said before, is that theater requires an audience.
It's the only art form that does. Painters can, you know... Van Gogh never sold a painting in his life.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's community dances and there's all sorts of other art forms that don't require an audience. But it's not really theater unless there's someone there. And maybe that's because it started with a ritual beginning where there was a participation between two parties. And so that may be why it is, but it really has to be an audience. And P.T. Barnum once said, what if you put on a show and nobody came? And so it really is, you need to get the audience there, because otherwise it's not going to, you put in all of this effort for what?
And it's interesting too, because one of the things I find about student performers and also student writers writing plays is that they don't instinctually think of the audience. They don't think of I'm it's not actually about me. It's actually me communicating to someone. And about how building in that notion of the importance of audience into your program, I think is something that's is pretty important. And that means you need to have one.
Right. And, you know, and interestingly, I think one of the downfalls of method acting is it's about what the actor feels. And as my wife, Leslie, who's a longtime high school drama teacher, says, it doesn't matter what you feel. What's important is what does the audience feel.
Yeah.
And even going back to Aristotle, he said, you know, fear and pity in the audience. It's not what the actors do. It's what the how the audience is reacting to
yeah,
that.
Yeah, totally, totally. Okay, so we're going to go through some questions. So if we've got our listeners are drama teachers. Some may have fallen off their chairs at the concept of adding another thing to their plate. But it's totally doable, isn't it?
It is doable. And in fact, with a little bit of training, students can do it.
So see, that's the best.
Yeah. So it's not really the teacher having to take on something. It's another skill set that you can teach the students.
Awesome. Let's make sure we keep coming back to that. So like how students can take on some of these things. Okay. So if you are a teacher and you are starting out and you're marketing your program, what's your first question that you need to answer?
What is your product?
Okay.
And a lot of people don't know that, don't understand what their product is. Oh, well, I'm putting on a play. Well, that's not really a product. What you're doing is you're selling an experience. Maybe you're selling a message. Maybe you're doing something, but there's something that you're selling to the audience. And it's if you can identify that, then you have a good idea of what that is.
Yeah, and it all comes back to the audience. Like because so let's say, you know, if you're putting on something, if you're doing children's theater, what your product you're selling them is much different than if you're doing a family musical, which is much different as if you're doing Christmas, you know?
Right, exactly. And it's going to be so if you understand what that is. And in the class, I use some posters to illustrate that. If you're looking at a production of Star Wars, what you're selling is science fiction. And if you did it in such a way that that wasn't communicated, that there weren't starships, there weren't lightsabers, there wasn't something, some future science in there, then you've missed what you're selling to the audience. There's a poster for a production of Odd Couple on Broadway with Matthew Broderick and Nathan Lane. And their names are mentioned three times on the poster, and the image is of them. And what are they selling? Remember when they were in The Producers? Well, they're back again. And that's what they're selling. They understood what they were selling and what the audience is going to be looking for.
Well, and this is something that even if, so you say you're marketing your program and you're doing, and the show you're doing is for your drama club, it's after school. This is something you can bring into the classroom by asking the students, okay, here's the play. What are we selling? What image could we use to sell this play?
Exactly, you know? Exactly. And that kind of leads into the second question, which is, who is your audience?
Mm-hmm.
And you have to know who you're selling to. And a lot of, if you look at Madison Avenue, they do a lot of research in who is the ideal audience for this. In theater, especially in high school theater, but even in moving into semi-professional, your number one audience are family and friends.
Mm-hmm.
Gary Sinise, who was one of the founders of Steppenwolf Theater in Chicago, said that he knew it was a success when he looked out and didn't recognize anybody in the audience.
Yeah.
And so at a school especially, family and friends, that's who's going to be the first audience that you're going to want to appeal to. And how are you going to reach them? The second is your school community. And then it spreads out from there. Other schools, theater departments, other theaters in the area, the community as a whole. So you have to look at where are those audiences going to come from and how can you build them? Surprisingly, one of the best audiences, untapped audiences for a high school are local senior living homes.
Okay.
they will bring busloads of people to see a high school production and will be very appreciative of it. And so it's a great way to spread your program. Donations, it just builds so much for your program when you have an audience.
And this really circles back to is advocacy. So we know so many programs that are struggling, so many programs where their administration doesn't see their value. And I've talked to a number of drama teachers where how they saved their program was by being of value in the community, where people were talking about them, not the parents too, but people in the community were talking about them. People in the community were coming to the shows, and that just makes a huge difference because it's tangible. You can see that kind of value.
Now, one of the things that high schools can do, if they're allowed, it depends on the school, and that is selling advertising for the program. Mm-hmm. It accomplishes several things. One is it helps pay for the program. But two, you're out there connecting with the community. You're educating the community about who you are. And that educational component is very important. The same thing needs to happen when you're sending out a press release. Send it to the district offices. Send it to your administrators. You want to educate them just as much, if not more, than the community as at large. Mm-hmm. And so this becomes an important element. I often say when you're trying to sell this advertising, include two tickets to the opening night of the play. That if you buy it, you get two tickets, because then they're going to come see what they're investing in. Mm-hmm. And again, it's that element of communicating to the community.
Okay, I'm going to reinforce two things which I thought were really important. That notion of sending that press release to administrative and district offices. Don't be invisible. I think that's what marketing is, right?
Right.
We don't want to be invisible. We want to be seen. We want to be known. We want people to be talking about what you're doing. And that I love that two-ticket thing for advertising. I think that's a great bonus, but also initiative.
And it doesn't cost you anything.
No.
That's the great part of it. It doesn't cost you anything. I think one of the other things, one of the other questions you have to look at is, what are your benchmarks of success? Mm-hmm. And that is really important. Some people think that you have to have make money. You have to be profitable. That's nice. But it may not be what the benchmarks of success are going to be. If you're doing some cutting edge piece and what you want is for the students to learn about how to adapt a play for a modern setting, if that is accomplished, then it's a success. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, marketing is going to help put butts in the seats, and that's going to help with that other, the financial aspect of it as well. But really, what are those benchmarks? I once did a production of Romeo and Juliet where I decided I wanted the audience to cry at the end. I didn't realize how hard that was. This is the most known play of all time, the most produced play of all time. Everybody knows the basic story. So I really had to work at making Romeo and Juliet so wonderful, so childlike, so warm, so funny in Acts 1 and Acts 2,
oh, yeah,
that by the end when they die, it matters to people.
Yeah.
And I think that you have to, for me, the show was a success. Now, because I accomplished that, it sold well, and it that follows often. If you're doing a good production, if you have a good product, a lot of those other things will fall into place.
Well, that's part of it too, right? You know, that marketing has to be, I think in this framework, it has to be honest, right? Like you can't just sell the aisle. What is it? Oh, sell the sizzle. You have to for the
right. Well, I think
I don't know what I'm trying to say. The show's got to be good. I think
it does have to be good. But as I often say, never lie.
Yeah.
But tell the truth creatively.
Yes.
So that it is you are doing those things. P.T. Barnum took this huge elephant called Jumbo. It's where the word came from. Then when you talk about jumbo shrimp, that's where the word originated, was with this elephant. And he would parade it through town. The biggest, boldest thing he could get to draw the most attention, to say, hey, folks, the circus is in town.
Right.
And so I think you have to do that. You have to find a way on how, and that's kind of the next question is, you know what the product is, you know who the audience is, you know what your benchmarks are. Now the question is, how are you going to reach those audiences?
How do you hook them in?
And that hook is the important thing. It's what are you going to do, what's going to be special about this production of Oklahoma for
right.
all the other productions of Oklahoma? Why come see this one? My wife in her high school did a production of Kiss Me, Kate. And one of the things she did is that she talked members of the school board, the city mayor, the superintendent, all to put on costumes and come on stage for cameo performances. She then pitched this to the newspaper, come see the mayor in tights. And so it was all of this kind of piece. The show was good, great singing, great dancing, but the little hook to get what the newspaper's interested. And really, that's what is a hook is. What is going to get the press interested? What is going to get your audience interested and coming? And that's what's going to bring them in. And then that's the basis. Then how are you going to do that? Postcards, media, how are you going to do that?
Yeah, that's the, and that's the thing too, that I think if you have a class, you know, what a great brainstorming exercise. What makes this production of Oklahoma better than all the other, different
right.
than all the other productions of Oklahoma? I think it's probably, you know, what a great exercise to just like, you know, let's not throw out any ideas, see what all comes in. And then you just sort of start to narrow things down.
And the next step in the process, it really is great for students to do as well. In fact, in the class, there is a chart attached to it where you put your audience on one side and how you're going to reach them on the other side. Then you kind of brainstorm, how am I going to best reach family and friends? Well, a little flyer that you can put with a magnet on the refrigerator. And maybe it's going to be a postcard that you mail out to people. And again, all of these things go out to your school board, city councils, put them on your list. Now, that's going to take a little bit of research to put that contact list together. But once done...
Students,
exactly. But once done, it's there.
Yeah.
And it's available to use. So you put all that together and you have to figure out what that is. Now, one of the things is you have to know what different media exist and what they're best at.
Mm-hmm.
Newspapers are best at kind of a general thing. They're kind of disappearing, though.
Yeah.
And they're not don't have the power they once had. Radio is good because it has a quick turnaround. You can send something to them a week before and they can put it on the air for you.
Mm-hmm.
The big move right now is into the internet.
Social media.
And there are two aspects of social media, of the internet, where marketing is done. One is social media. Know where all of those. Surprisingly, even though it's passe for the high schooler, Facebook is still the number one social media out there. Interestingly enough, number two is LinkedIn,
mm-hmm.
which is a business kind of one. But it goes on with all of the other ones that exist out there. And how can you look at those and how are you going to best do that? The other aspect to look at is called search engine optimization. It sounds really weird, but it's just how you make your website and build that website so it's going to be, when someone goes searching, mm-hmm. your stuff is going to come up.
Yep. It's one of those science math things of how the internet works. And
right.
how the internet works is, again, are you searchable?
Right.
And again, that's another great exercise for students. What are the search terms for your show?
Right.
You know? From location to themes to the actual show itself, and
right.
all of these things can really help people find you. Which again, that's what marketing's for,
right?
To help people find you,
right? And that's what you want to. And the purpose of marketing is so that you stand out in the crowd.
Yeah.
And you search Shakespeare, write Shakespeare in several million results come up. So it is a real crowd.
Yeah.
But, you know, if someone's looking for high school Shakespeare, mm-hmm. and all those words should be in your intro.
Yeah.
That's going to be, you're going to have a better chance,
yeah.
because you're narrowing it down on what they're looking for.
Yeah. How do you narrow down high school Shakespeare, modern Shakespeare?
Right. It just, the more terms, relatable terms that exist, mm-hmm. Is going to do. Now, there are some caveats to that. There are people who put in things just to draw them that have nothing to do with mm-hmm. theirs. Don't do that.
Well, because then you have to ask the question. It's all back to your audience. If you're just trying to draw numbers, are they really your audience?
Right.
Who's going to enjoy the show? Who's going to want to come?
Right, exactly.
You know? Awesome. Okay, what just as we're wrapping up here, we're just talking about you know what the purpose of marketing is. What do you think the ultimate definition? What is the thing that people need to know when they're going to say, I'm going to do marketing for the show? Well, what does that mean? What is marketing?
Marketing is drawing attention to your product. And it is, and you want to do it in an honest, sincere way. But then, you know, it's like that old saying in acting, acting is all about sincerity. And if you can fake that, you've got it made. But in many ways, marketing is much the same way. You're trying to let people know. I had some kids here at the festival who were in one of my workshops. And when it was over, they came up to me and each of them had a business card and a flyer about their production. I'm going, that's marketing.
That's marketing.
They're letting me know about their product.
Yep.
And I think that really is, you've got to let people know. I think one of the stories I tell in the lesson is about what I taught this to my wife's students, and they did the marketing. And for a 2-year period of time, they got an article in the local newspaper on every production they did. And they were doing 7 a year. Mm-hmm. And so a teacher from another school came in and complained, going, you know, intimating that there was some special arrangement going on. And he was under the assumption that just because they were doing a show, that the newspaper would know about it.
Well, I think that's another interesting thing, too, is I think lots of people think that lots of people just sort of think that marketing is this magical thing that just happens. You should just come see my show because it's on and I gave you one little piece of information.
Right. Surprisingly, when I was talking to the editor of the newspaper about this, he said that 60% of all press releases he receives are missing some vital information. Mm-hmm. The location's not there. The date's not there. It's just, he says, it's phenomenal. He says, and I don't have time to assign a reporter to go out and search the information that you didn't give me.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're upset that we're not covering you. Well, you didn't give us the information. The rule of thumb I give is complete and on time, because that's what's going to get the information. And really, marketing is about getting information about your product out to the media.
Yep.
And their job is to report that.
Yes.
So help them out.
Yes. Don't, yes. Make them, you know, and also make them want to, they want an interesting story.
Right.
Right? It's not, you know, another production of Oklahoma is nobody.
Right.
Why would they want to draw that? What's going to draw them about that? But something that is interesting. The principal
right.
is in Oklahoma, or
right.
you know, we're doing a cross-curricular.
Or one of the great things. I mean, most school. Another rule of thumb I use is if the newspaper, the radio covers local sports, you have a chance they'll cover you. Your high school in New York City is not going to get coverage, with the exception, you know, if you have a director from the Royal Shakespeare Company coming
yep.
into your high school, that's the hook.
Yes.
That's the hook. But most local newspapers are interested in students. So if you have a student, say, this student took first place at the International Festival, Thespian Festival, and they're starring in our production of Oklahoma,
mm-hmm.
there's a human interest story that could potentially pull them in.
Awesome. Okay. So, one, we want to draw attention, and you're going to do that by knowing what is your product, who is your audience,
What are your markers of success?
And what is your hook?
And what is your hook? What's the thing that's going to draw them in, be they media, be they audience?
Exactly.
Okay. What's your, so as we round up, one piece of advice. What is one piece of advice for the overwhelmed drama teacher who wants this but doesn't know?
Use your students.
Yeah.
That's what I will say. This is all stuff that students can do.
Yep.
The young woman I talked about that I trained at my wife's school now does PR work for a company up in north part of Washington State. It turned into a career for her.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, James.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you, James. Before we go, I sang that one. Thank you, James. Before we go, let's do some theater folk news. So, of course, any links to today's episode can be found in the show notes at theaterfolk.com/episode192. And one of those links is for the education arm of Theater Folk, the Drama Teacher Academy. James has a new course on marketing, Marketing the Arts, and it is our DTA professional course this month. Not only does he go into great detail about the four questions to answer when marketing your show, he does case studies, exercises for your students to do, how to shout your production from the rooftops, and implement a marketing plan. You can learn more about the DTA and this awesome course at dramateacheracademy.com. That's all one word, dramateacheracademy.com. You can also find the link in the show notes at theaterfolk.com/episode192. What else? If you are producing one of our plays, we really want to hear from you. We want to see a picture. We want to see some rehearsal footage, not long, like 30 seconds, a little bit. And then we want to brag about you. We're doing production features that showcase your successes. We want to share what you're doing. We want to show others what you're doing because it is a wonderful community we've got here, and we want to make sure that no one is alone, no one is in the weeds. We want to hear from you, and we want to get it out there. So all you have to do is send the info to us at tfolk@theaterfolk.com, and we want to share your experience. Finally, where can you find this podcast? We post new episodes every second Tuesday at theaterfolk.com and on our Facebook page and Twitter. You can find us on youtube.com/theaterfolk and on the Stitcher app. You can also subscribe to us on iTunes. Just search for the word Theater Folk. And that's where we're going to end. Take care, my friends. Take care.